The theme of this lecture is Life and Death in America, 2017. I recently heard the so-called Democratic response to Trump's State of the Union address by Congressman Kennedy. There's no way to sugarcoat this. It was truly one of the most pathetic things I've heard in my entire life. The response to Trump is apparently a Hallmark card that we need to be nice to each other, and we can be nice to each other, and somehow we can have a nice society. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, when he took on the enormous power of one of the world's greatest superpowers, the Soviet Union, talked about cowardice in the face of evil and weakness in the face of evil. And Kennedy's speech is a classic example of that. Now, let's get down to business and talk about what's really going on here in the age of Trump. What we're really talking about here is life and death. Trump and his Republican colleagues represent an existential threat to life in America and life on this planet. The decision to be the only country on our planet of 7 billion people to repudiate the Paris Climate Accords is, you really can't put into words. It's absolutely mind-boggling, all right? It's absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, this is mad, just totally mad, and also extremely malevolent. This is an existential threat to all life on this planet, an existential threat to everything all serious scientists have warned us about, and a decision that ultimately could lead to a death toll in the billions. So that's point one. Point two relates to life and death in America as such. Trump, in the last year, promoted a health destruction bill, or a series of health destruction bills, that would have killed tens of thousands of American citizens. It's very well known that a lack of health insurance will kill people. This is not some far-fetched idea. Now, again, you cannot say just Trump. He is backed by a evangelical Christian lunatic network. Now, not all evangelical Christians support Trump, so we're definitely not against all evangelical Christians. There's some very great progressive evangelical Christians, but majority of evangelical Christians do support Trump. The majority of white evangelical Christians, it's about 80%, support Trump, okay? So that is a factor. And the plutocrats and the Republican Party. The plutocrats originally did not like Trump. They wanted Hillary Clinton. But what's very interesting is how totally unscrupulous these people are and how they are now making their peace with Trump. This is not good in terms of their own interests. But the scale of death promoted by Trump goes way beyond the health insurance situation, which is itself very serious. It's the wholesale destruction of environmental regulations relating to chemical safety. It's the wholesale destruction of key parts of the government. And I might say, a lot of these things are long-term problems, and Obama did a very disastrous job in a lot of these things, too. So the crisis, for instance, at Social Security and Medicare is a creation of Obama, not Trump. Now, Trump's going to try to make it worse, but it's a creation of Obama. So it's very important to understand that this is not exclusive to Trump. Indeed, the failure of the Democratic Party to do its job is a key point that created Trump. Trump is a creation of the failure of the liberal elite in this country. And that's a very important fact to keep in mind. Now, another existential threat to life is being supported by the Democrats, which is the decision by Obama to start a new Cold War with Russia. And the Democrats were hogwild to support this in the year 2017 and put forth very dangerous sanctions against Russia. Now, sanctions are an act of war, and congressional sanctions are very hard to repeal. So it is not exclusively Trump, the problems here. No, it is not. But none of these issues were discussed by little Mr. Kennedy. No, they were not. And until the Democratic Party can talk about life and death, it is not going to go anywhere. Now, let's talk about some real solutions as opposed to some fake solutions here, okay? What are some real solutions? Real solutions, job one, is health insurance for all Americans. Now, Democrats now say Medicare for all. That's not adequate. Medicare is not complete health insurance. We need health insurance for all, as does every modern state. Every modern state has looked at this issue and has instituted health insurance for all at birth, okay? And it's covered by the government. Now, that's also how we pay for things. We pay for things by the government because that's the efficient way to go. And you need a respected civil service. What you have here in America are pathologies. You have pathological behavior, particularly on the part of the rich, of attacking the government, attacking the people who protect health, so on and so forth. So this is a psychopathic, suicidal behavior. But that would be job one. And this, of course, requires an increase in taxes. Now, you really, if you don't make it to job one, you really haven't, it's really difficult to see where you go. But Kennedy never even mentioned a word about this. So that's an issue. Now, a very important to understand relating to the health issue is that America is a sitting duck in terms of a biological terrorist attack or a epidemic. Yes, it is. And every major health expert in the world has pointed that out. But again, Mr. Kennedy saw fit not to point that out. Tough choices need to be made. Now, in relation to the tax cuts and the budget agreements that have been made, these are absolute disasters for this country. Going back to the tax cut bill, this bill needs to be almost totally and completely repealed, period. $1.5 trillion for corporate tax relief, it's criminal, it's lunatic, it's greed out of control. Repealing this thing will create further turmoil in a sick society, and almost certainly will not happen in the near term due to the dysfunctional nature of the American political process. That is an absolute essential fact. Another essential fact is the drastic reduction needed in so-called defense spending. This isn't defense spending. All this is package of lies. This is imperialism spending. So this talk about a readiness crisis. Well, we have a ridiculously oversized military, and they're supposed to be ready for what? Ready for more imperialism? Yes. That's an issue here. But these, again, are realities. Again, not mentioned by Mr. Kennedy in his silly little speech. So these are some basic realities that are needed. We will talk about more in the future.